A reminder from the NAACP, on April 1st, don't be fooled. Vote.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Columbia University will meet President Trump's demands to get its federal funding restored. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Columbia's interim president says the university will conduct a thorough review of regional studies programs, starting with the Middle East. Columbia will also bar protests inside academic buildings and wearing face masks on campus to conceal one's identity. An exception would be made for those wearing face masks for health reasons. The Trump administration had pulled $400 million in research grants and threatened even more over the university's handling of protests against Israel's military campaign in Gaza and calling them anti-Semitic, a label rejected by protesters.
In a tense court hearing, a federal judge accused the Trump administration of violating his order to not deport suspected Venezuelan gang members. CBS's Scott McFarlane was in the courtroom.
The chief judge here in Washington, James Boasberg, asked the Department of Justice why they ignored his orders to turn the planes around last Saturday during the deportation of 200-plus Venezuelan men, some suspected of being gang leaders. The Department of Justice didn't directly answer, but Boasberg's wondering why they didn't just keep the men locked up here in the U.S. so he could review this unique use of the 1798 Alien Enemies Act.
The judge called Trump's use of that act frightening. There's late word the administration will revoke the temporary legal status of 530,000 Cubans, Haitians, Nicaraguans, and Venezuelans in the U.S. CBS's Jason Brooks reports the Trump administration has awarded Boeing a contract to build the new F-47 fighter jet.
Boeing's expected to win hundreds of billions of dollars worth of orders once the fighter jet goes into production. And it's not just a jet, but a connected family of systems, including armed drone wingmen, which can be controlled by the pilot and artificial intelligence.
The jets and drones will be designed to penetrate China's air defenses. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says Elon Musk was at the Pentagon today to discuss innovation and efficiencies, not to get a briefing on potential war plans for China, as the New York Times had reported.
It was meant to sort of undermine whatever relationship the Pentagon has with Elon Musk. Elon Musk is a patriot. Elon Musk is an innovator. Elon Musk provides a lot of capabilities our government and our military rely on, and I'm grateful for that.
Arrivals and departures have resumed at Heathrow Airport after a fire and power outage shut down the airport for 18 hours. CBS's Ian Lee is in London.
Aviation experts say it could take several days to get Europe's busiest airport running smoothly again.
If you think about the number of flights that come into London every day from Hong Kong, from Dubai, from LA, from New York, it's massive.
Authorities say this fire that caused the power outage was not suspicious. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Still getting around to that fix on your car? You got this. On eBay, you'll find millions of parts guaranteed to fit. Doesn't matter if it's a major engine repair or your first time swapping your windshield wipers. eBay has that part you need ready to click perfectly into place. For changes big and small, loud or quiet, find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. But you already know that. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Some people just know they can save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com. Like you know to check your sunroof is closed first before driving through the car wash.
Whoa.
Yeah, checking first is smart. So if you want to save money, check Allstate first at 888-ALLSTATE or allstate.com. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Nothing says love like marijuana.
The parent company of Edible Arrangements, which ships out chocolate-dipped fruit bouquets, is getting into the pot business. Edible Brands is launching an e-commerce marketplace for hemp products like canned drinks and Wana gummies. It'll use its franchise network to make deliveries. The website, which provides quality and testing standards for THC and CBD, launched today in Texas. It's expected to roll out soon in Florida, Georgia, and other southeastern markets. There are plans to open brick-and-mortar locations as well. Deborah Rodriguez, CBS News.
Scientists are trying to figure out why so many sea turtles are stranding themselves on Central Florida's beaches. There have been 142 strandings in Brevard County so far this year, three times as many as usual. Researchers suspect the growing turtle population, more boat strikes and fishing net entanglements, and colder than normal ocean temperatures, which can stun the turtles. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight looks mostly cloudy, a low in the upper 20s. For tomorrow, sunshine returns, but cooler, highs to the upper 30s. On Sunday, the wind picks up and rain moves into the area, a high in the upper 40s. Some snow Sunday night. Right now, it's 58.
WRJN. I know you want to leave me, but I refuse to let you go. Sympathy, I don't mind, cause you mean that much to me. Ain't you proud of me? Yes, you know it. Please don't leave me, girl. Ain't you proud of me? Baby, baby, please don't leave me, girl. Now I've heard a crying man is half a man with no sense of pride, but if I
to bag the Temptations on WRJN, your home for local news and timeless hits. Congratulations again to the Racine Park Panthers. Head into the state title game tomorrow night. We'll have the game on WRJN. 6 o'clock pregame, 6:35 is the tip-off. As for the first time in, what, almost 65 years, Park is playing for a state title right here on WRJN.
These eyes every night for you. These arms long to hold you again. The hurting's on me, yeah. I will never be free, no, my baby. No, no. You
watched you bring my world to an end. This heart could not accept and pretend.
To Main Street Bridge, local news and timeless hits.
Thank you.
say, kind of fun to sing along with, but nobody knows the words. To Louie Louie from the Kingsmen. WRJN for 98 years, your home for local news. Now timeless hits. JT.
How sweet it is to be loved. Understand my ups and downs. There you were, with sweet love and devotion, deeply touching my emotion. I want to stop. Thank you, baby. I want to stop. And thank you, baby. Yes, I do.
How sweet it is to be loved.
Feel so fine.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
I close my eyes at night, wondering where would I be without you in my life. Everything I did was just a bore. Everywhere I went, it seems I'd been there. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's just like sugar sometimes.
How sweet it is to be loved by you. Thank you, baby. Oh, yes. How sweet it is to be loved by you. How sweet it is to be loved by you.
Oh, now.
How sweet it is to be loved by you.
It's like jelly, baby.
ground, y'all. He's a king of the cold, y'all. He's a king of them all, y'all. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Just call me to swing it. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I got to get the feeling. I got to get the feeling. Do you like good music? That sweet soul music. Help me get the feeling. I want to get the feeling. Oh, it's ready, got the feeling.
For 98 years, Racine's depended on WRJN for local news and timeless hits and some fun high school sports. Well, it came all the way to the very last game. Congratulations to the Park Panthers heading to the title game of the state men's basketball tournament tomorrow. It's the first time in 60, or is it 65 years? There's been conflicting reports on how long it's been, but they're playing for the title in Division II tomorrow afternoon. 6 o'clock is a pregame with Dick Rosseffa. 6:35 is the tip-off, and we'll see if they can bring home the trophy right here on WRJN. Congratulations again to the Panthers.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. Happy Eight Collectibles. Dive into a treasure trove of toys, comics, and everything in between. Every shelf tells a story with vintage action figures, pop culture finds, sports memorabilia, pro wrestling merch, gifts for any occasion. Visit their showrooms on the lower level of Southridge Mall and near entrance G of Gurney Mills Mall. Go to WRJN.com, click the Big Deals banner, and purchase $40 gift certificates for just $12. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
Judge Brad Schimmel sure has a lot of special interest donors. Big drug companies, corporate lobbyists, right-wing billionaires, and extremist groups. Schimmel once claimed that there's nothing wrong with politicians using their office to benefit their own campaign's contributors. And as Attorney General, Schimmel repeatedly took action to put his own campaign donors' interests ahead of Wisconsin residents. He refused to sue the big drug companies responsible for the opioid crisis. He supports a pre-Civil War law to ban abortion. And he sued to overturn the health care law that protects people with pre-existing conditions. Under his watch, fines for corporate polluters dropped to a 30-year low, all while Wisconsinites were left behind. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to watch out for us, not his special interest sponsors. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
When you switch to Progressive, you could save bundling your home and auto. Then you could put that money towards some of the surprisingly more expensive things in life.
May I help you?
I just wanted to request a late checkout, please.
Of course. That's $30 per hour for up to 4 hours.
Huh. Okay, but if you can offer a late checkout, then that probably means no one is staying in that room. So if it's empty, you know, maybe I can just stay a few extra hours.
Oh, aren't you adorable?
Life costs a lot, so bundle and you could save with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Not available in all states.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Winter is out and winning is in. It's our Break in the Spring statewide text to win contest on your local Civic Media radio station. Your daily shot at a Chula Vista getaway, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, or $100 cash. And every entry gets you closer to the grand prize, a brand new Verlo Queen mattress set complete with a mattress, sheets, protector, and pillows. Download the Civic Media app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Choose your station, then get set to win starting Monday, March 24th.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
My
It's an old disc jockey trick to play songs about rain, rainy days and Mondays on a rainy Monday, or Who Will Stop the Rain by CCR when it's pouring. And because I'm an old DJ, I'm going to do the same trick. The wind was blowing today out there. Gusts over 40 miles an hour again. So we'll bring on the association. Kind of a recap weather forecast. On Friday night, the weekend's here. WRJN.
Yeah. Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Howell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
That you can depend and never worry.
Timeless hits on WRJN. Well, the weekend is here. We got a great lineup of fun weekend stuff for you. From Timeless Hits, Great Oldies with Terry Howell, Countdowns, Basketball, Baseball. It's all happening right here.
When I woke up this morning, you were on my mind.
You tunes.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Well, here we are heading into the weekend. Tomorrow morning, Rick Johnson's here. He's got the Capsule Countdown at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hobble, Rock and Roll Never Forgets, 10 to 2. And then high school basketball at 6 o'clock, the championship game with Park.
And timeless hits, WRJN.
Sunshine, dead in the line.
WRJN Local News Timeless Hits. Chris Morrow, glad you're along as we head into the weekend. This weekend is a full weekend for us. We've got Rick Johnson tomorrow morning, Capsule Countdowns, 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovel, Rock and Roll Never Forgets. Then tomorrow night, the Park Championship game for the Division II boys basketball title. That game starts at 6:35, pregame at 6. What else is on the weekend list? Lou Regani, Sunday morning, 7 till noon. Then Brewer Baseball is back. The last preseason game we're going to carry, 3 o'clock Saturday afternoon. And then, of course, the season opener, Thursday, the Brewers here on WRJN. They're brought to you locally by these great local Racine and Kenosha wonderful businesses to support baseball, Lee's Deli, the Main Street Bakery, Easy Mobility Solutions, Ferraro's Pizza, Studebaker's Food and Fuel, and the Lanes on 20. You can get the entire Brewer schedule online at WRJN.com.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Our Text to Win contest is back. First time you can text to win is 7 o'clock Monday morning with Don Rosen. Then throughout the day, Monday through Friday at 7, 11, 1, and 4, listen for our keyword, text it back to us. To win all kinds of great stuff, could be Brewer tickets, great club seat tickets for the Brewers. Could be a Chula Vista Resort getaway. Could be $100. All the details Monday morning with Don Rosen here on WRJN. It's our Text to Win contest. Break into spring.
Hits on WRJN. 7 o'clock news from CBS just a few minutes away. After that, back with more timeless hits, including some Righteous Brothers on this Friday night. I've got Sam and Dave on the playlist. I played James Taylor earlier tonight. Had a call back. Could you play more James Taylor? Just love that Friday night groove from JT. We'll get that for you on here just after the 7 o'clock news. Now, probably, I don't know, this is probably one of the most melodic, well-produced, beautiful rock songs, classic rock songs ever. I've heard many versions of it from instrumentalists to singers. Even an opera singer tried to attempt it. Nothing's better than the original. Sit back and relax with A Whiter Shade of Pale. WRJN. Just go steam.
CBS News World News Roundup Late Edition, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Wallace. Columbia University will meet President Trump's demands to get its federal funding restored. More from CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Columbia's interim president says the university will conduct a thorough review of regional studies programs, starting with the Middle East. Columbia will also bar protests inside academic buildings and wearing face masks on campus to conceal one's identity. An exception would be made for those wearing face masks for health reasons. The Trump administration had pulled $400 million